Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Graham Howerton, the president of the FEI Group. Graham, how you doing?
Doing well. Great to be with you, Kemp.
Good to talk to you. I couldn't make it to San Diego this weekend, and I wanted to tell our listeners a little bit about the highlights of your meeting. Most people know the FEI Group is a group of contractors that's kind of split out in six different areas, and one of those areas is flooring. Some of the flooring contractors are focused in multifamily, and some are focused on new home construction. You met in San Diego starting on Thursday, running through to Saturday. And last year you met in Washington, D.C. And I remember taking some notes at that meeting that you had 500 members total, those contractors in all those different six different groups, and about 115 of them were focused in flooring. Is that right?
That's right. Although we have continued to grow, specifically in our flooring divisions. And so that number of total flooring members now is just a bit over 120 total members in the two flooring groups of our business.
Tell us a few of the highlights of the meeting, if you will.
Well, San Diego is a premier destination. The members, our supply partners, our guests really liked that location. So it was just great to be out there. This year, almost 700 attendees, so up from last year in Washington, D.C., had just an awesome set of individual group breakouts to kick off conference. That took us right into welcome session with our keynote speaker, Dave Burke, who's an ex-Top Gun pilot and Marine and just an awesome guy. He's a part of Jocko Willick's organization out there. So he got us kicked off the right way. We were able to dig into our give back event, No Child Hungry. So we packed meals and hunger kits and hygiene kits for those local folks in need in the San Diego area. And then that took us right in to Supply Connect the first night, which is our version of a trade show where we have dinner, bars, and trade show for 3 hours. So the time we spend with our supply partners are so critical. It really, even though it's in September, October every year, we look at it as the kickoff for our following year. So it's really a good way to start setting up 2026 for us.
All right. So give us a quick update in the two flooring sectors, if you don't mind. Tell us what's going on in both the multifamily and in the new home construction sectors.
I wish I could share more like the weather was in San Diego, bright and cheery, but I'm afraid that we all know what this year's been like for single family residential construction and for the multifamily side of our business, which includes new construction and the relay business. And it's just another tough slog this year, Kemp. Our business was down in single-family new construction in most places across the country. There's always bright spots, right, where there's a little more growth and movement than others. You know, typically you find those in the Sun Belt, saving a few other places around the country. So there were bright spots, but it's just a difficult year when you add in interest rates, tariffs, affordability at the top of the list. And so that continues for us. That's where we see the biggest log creating the log jam. And that issue of affordability that prevents that first-time home buyer from getting into their first home in an affordable way has its own effect on the relay business in our apartment side of our business.
Yep.
And of course, that ultimately affects multifamily new construction. So we've seen the impact ripple through our two flooring businesses. Everything's just a little harder. Everything's just a little bit more of a fight for business that's flat to down in most markets in 2025.
Well, I guess it's encouraging that you had the attendance you did because, you know, if my business is down, I'm going to be pretty selective in the trips I make. So it's good to hear you had a good crowd there.
So I think it attributes to a couple things. One is we have had some tremendous new member growth, not only in our two flooring divisions, but across all six groups. That, of course, helps attendance. Mm-hmm. Also, we really listened to the members the entire year and took to heart what they wanted to talk about to help them push through the rest of this year and, more importantly, to set themselves up for the best possible way in 2026. We took all that to heart. We created a conference that served those needs. And as a result, folks showed up. Of course, a few less members traveled than normal. Maybe a company that might send six people sent three. And so we certainly saw the impact of that. But I got to tell you, Kemp, I was a little worried in the beginning of the year, but man, was I happy when we kicked off conference and saw that room so full.
Let's talk about Allie Wolf, who's the economist from Zonda. Tell us what she was saying about both new construction and the remodel business.
Allie is our go-to economist. Zonda, as most folks know, focus really on the residential construction market, including multifamily and remodel. And as you know, that's where we live across most all of our businesses. And the truth is a little more of the same from Zonda's perspective and her perspective. She looks at our recovery from what we've been through in the last couple of years in the residential single family market in two phases. She believes that we're working our way through phase one, towards the end of phase one in her mind. There's a little more to go. There's a little work to do to get through phase one. And then phase two, the way she looks at it, starts our recovery back to more normal historical numbers in terms of output in single family new construction, in multifamily new construction, and hopefully apartment turns. The expectation from Zonda's perspective is that we're going to be down again next year against how we finish in 2025 in residential new home construction. Probably we see that very similarly across the other sources we use, somewhere flat to down a few points against this year. It's encouraging to hear that there may be some possibility of continued rate cuts. You know, those are certainly welcome. It'd be great to find all the things around tariffs settling a little bit, because we do have to have someone begin to fix the affordability problem we have in the new home construction segment. So we hope we're getting a little near the end and things will brighten up for us starting sometime next year. It is encouraging that Zonda sees the remodel business trending upward for 2026. That's a very important part of our business, not only in the flooring side, but also in the kitchen and bath side of our business. So, you know, there's some bright spots. Allie always points those out. She gives us encouragement, but she's really, really good about her perspective on what the data tells us.
So the remodel that she's anticipating should be up around 7%. And on the new construction side, she said it was down potentially as much as 8% this year and maybe down another 4% next year. So sounds like we've got a little bit more time to go to get into that phase two you were talking about. Another little stat too, there are pockets like South Carolina, she said, some bright spots in the country right now even, right?
There are. I usually get a phone call from our members who are in those markets. Hey, you know, you didn't have to help tell everyone that this is where all the bright spots are, but I think everyone knows it, right? So you bet. South Carolina, work your way into places in North Carolina as well. You know, Nashville continues to stay hot. There's markets you can look at in Florida and Texas, as we all know historically. So sure, there's some bright spots. There really are. And our members are doing a great job of staying ahead of the negative numbers, comp numbers that you see in most of those markets. They do a great job of taking share and entering into new parts of the business, offering different services and programs to their customers. So we're a little ahead of the curve as a group, which is always nice, but we're going to plan to have another tough fight in 2026, and we'll be ready to take advantage of the recovery when it comes.
Okay. So where are you meeting next year?
Next year, we are at the JW Marriott Desert Ridge, another favorite place in Scottsdale, Arizona, 2026. It'll be in October, which is a little better time of year for most of our members. So we're excited. We'll be starting work on that one soon enough.
Okay, Graham, I appreciate you giving me an update on this meeting you had last week. I've been talking to Graham Howerton, the president of the FEI Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.